Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
I've been watching that Steve Martin documentary on Apple Plus, Dean. It's really
a good,
good
one. It's a good one. Yeah, if you're a fan of Steve Martin, it'll bring back a million memories. But, man, what a career, what a creative mind.
He's such an intense, smart, interesting man, and it's quite something. I think it's, what is it, 2 90-minute features?
I think so. Interestingly, every time I've interviewed him, as wacky as he is, as wild the crazy guy that he is, very, very serious, very cerebral.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I find that with a lot of comedians that, you know, when they're not on stage, they're super, super serious. Robin Williams was the biggest example of that, where he was so serious before the cameras went on. And then, you know, they would say action, and, you know, we were doing the interview, and he exploded with that Robin Williams energy. It's like, how interesting that was.
Yeah, all right. What's your headline today in the entertainment world?
Well, let's see what we've got here. I for you, I don't know if this is the biggest story in the universe, but it's definitely my biggest Bob Surratt story of the day. And that is a new song that has just been recorded by Lennon and McCartney, the sons of John Lennon and Paul McCartney. Sean Ono Lennon and James McCartney have just released a single, which is called Primrose Hill. Let me play a little bit of it for you, and then we can do an American Bandstand Rate the Record here and see what you think.
Wait a minute. We not have that at
the present time.
But I tell you what, we will get that after the break and play a little bit of it.
Yeah, we'll get that up for you. It's a nice song. I mean, I don't want to prejudge anyone, before we even play it. But you hear Lennon and McCartney, and, you know, you think you're going to hear a revolution or something, but it's not the kids. It's perfectly fine, but it's we'll get that up for you in a couple of minutes. What else do we have for you in stories today that I apparently did not send you? Wait a minute.
I like being surprised.
Hang on, let me hit send. You know what the problem was? Is I usually put together the list at the very last minute and send it at the very last minute. Today I had it done an hour early, and I said, well, I better wait before I send it. I don't want to give Joe Romano a heart attack that I'm sending something so early that I'm like more prepared than I usually am.
So you're too efficient.
Yeah, so I set it aside, and then I completely forgot to send it, which I now have, by the way. So let me see, what else do we have here? The stories. Apparently, I need the list to remember some of this as well. Travis Kelce is going to be hosting his own game show. He was given a show on Amazon Prime that's called Are You Smarter Than a Celebrity? It's a show which is based on Are You Smarter Than a 5 year, fifth grader, I think it was the original version of that. This is one in which people can use the help of celebrities to answer elementary school level questions. There is no word on whether or not Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce's girlfriend, will be one of those celebrities assisting people. And there is no premiere date on that yet. Also, the National Recording Registry has put out their annual list of songs which are being inducted for this very prestigious national honor. These are recordings that will be designated by the Library of Congress, deemed to be culturally or historically significant. And in the album category, they are ABBA's 1976 album Arrival, Notorious B.I.G.'s Ready to Die, Blondie's breakthrough album Parallel Lines, Jefferson Airplane's Surrealistic Pillow, the Cars debut album, Green Day's Dookie, and I don't know what took so long for this one, Gene Autry's 1949 version of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer finally got in.
What, no Disco Duck on that list?
It may already be inducted. I only have this year's inductees. Lily Tomlin's This Is a Recording is the only comedy recording and the only non-musical recording on this year's list. And as far as singles, we have Patti Page, The Tennessee Waltz. We have Chances Are from Johnny Mathis. We have Bill Withers, Ain't No Sunshine. And Bobby McFerrin's Don't Worry, Be Happy being inducted on the list.
All right, what do we have to watch on the stream this week?
Well, we've got Robert Downey Jr. fresh off of his Academy Award win with a new streaming series. It is an espionage satire called The Sympathizer. It's about a former Vietnamese spy who was called back into service while he's starting a new life in America. And the Robert Downey Jr. character is kind of guiding him all through that. That is streaming on Max. Right now, also right now on Hulu, there is one that's called Under the Bridge. Speaking of Oscars, Oscar nominee Lily Gladstone from the Martin Scorsese movie is starring with Riley Keough. And the story is about investigating a 14-year-old girl's murder in Canada. Wanda Sykes and Mike Epps headlining season 5 of their comedy Upshaws. Streaming for that begins tomorrow on Netflix. We've got on Amazon's freebie service, Dinner with Parents, a comedy about a mortified son dealing with his unconventional, dysfunctional family. Who doesn't have one of those? For new movies this week, director Zack Snyder is putting out part 2 of his Rebel Moon space saga. Lots of you I know are familiar with that already, but this coming Friday, it'll be Rebel Moon part 2, The Scargiver. That'll be Friday on Netflix. And I've been waiting for this for a long time. Conan O'Brien is back with his new travel and docu-series in which he travels all around the world exploring new cultures, making new friends, making a fool of himself most of the time. I think Conan is absolutely hilarious. It's called Conan O'Brien Must Go. That begins streaming tomorrow on Max. Other celebrity projects, Orlando Bloom is doing one where he pushes his physical limits with things like wingsuit flying and mountain climbing and, you know, other daredevil kind of things. The series is called Orlando Bloom to the Limit. Kate Blanchett is narrating a new nature documentary called Our Living World, which she looks at the life on our planet and how it's all interconnected. That's on Netflix right now. We've got, for true crime fans, a docuseries called Control-Alt-Desire about the Florida man who was accused of murdering his own family for the love of a woman. You can find that one on Paramount Plus for new reality shows. The former Bachelorette contestant, Tyler Cameron, gets into the home renovation business with the series called Going Home. That starts tomorrow on Amazon Prime. So lots to watch.
What are you cooking on WGN TV in about an hour?
You like French onion soup?
Right?
It's one of my favorites as well. I didn't want to make like a soup today because I thought it was going to be a spring-like day, turning out just to be a rainy one. But this is really perfect for a springtime, for a brunch, Mother's Day coming up. I'm taking some puff pastry and putting inside the puff pastry all the things that you would find in French onion soup, Gruyere cheese, these wonderful caramelized onions, fresh thyme. They are so delicious, so easy to make. About 9:35 this morning. Could happen.
Something may explode.
Could happen. There is a lot of oven work involved in this.
It's kind of a pizza soup, isn't it, with the bread and the cheese?
Yeah, it's not as, you know, like soupy, but it's the onions, the cheese. It's a little bit like pizza, I guess, but in this very light puff pastry as opposed to a heavier pizza crust.
Hearty. Yeah, I like that. All right, we'll watch for that. We'll talk to you here tomorrow. Thank you, Dean.
Bye.